Right now it's 9:16 and time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and Smith Thompson Home Security.
Thank you, Craig. I've got just a wild, wild note for you here. This hasn't been shared on the air before, but according to NFL research, the Cooper Rush to Amari Cooper touchdown is the first in the NFL history where the passer's first name and receiver's last name are an exact match. Isn't that a wild note?
And I can't hear it enough.
Well, this is your first time to hear it.
It's actually
not. I discovered it.
But I can't hear it enough.
On Twitter. And the Cowboys also have the only pass touchdown where the passer's last name and receiver's first name were an exact match. Andy Dalton and Dalton Schultz.
Just amazing.
And that happened in Week 11 in the year of our Lord, 2020, at Minnesota.
Oh, that's right.
US Bank Stadium. Yeah.
That's Isn't that crazy?
Simply sensational.
Simply put, it's simply sensational.
Simply unreal.
And P1 Nick, who's our science-minded P1, we asked, what are the odds of the same team having a first name, last name combo? And he says he figured it out. Dalton to Dalton and Cooper to Cooper. 1 in 1,024. Is that just having the last name combo of a quarterback and a receiver? Or is he talking about an actual pass going, a touchdown pass being thrown? That seems like the odds are too high, too low there for that.
That's what I thought, but I don't question his math because I don't know how to question his math, so I just went with it.
Right. Yes. Dalton to Dalton and Cooper to Cooper. That's scripture. It sounds like it should be one of those and pray for rain things. Dalton to Dalton and Cooper to Cooper. Never sicker.
Sounds more like ashes with to ashes,
Johnson,
and dust to dust.
Johnson. Okay.
Always use a pooper scooper?
I don't think that appears in the Bible, sir. Kyle tweets, at least we got the best Rush brother at QB tonight. That is true. Because haven't we been frustrated in years past?
Yeah. Peyton Rush are not
always having to settle for secondary and tertiary brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we got the best one of the Rush brothers. Dak going through a bag of seeds on the sideline. I think it was sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that he didn't go Halloween themed and have pumpkin seeds.
Right.
Because that would mean here in a day or two, Dak would be on the floor of a shower in the birthing position.
That would mean he's going to miss the Broncos game.
Yes. Having a pumpkin seed blowout.
There's a difference when you eat pumpkin seeds. You just eat the whole seed, don't you?
The whole seed.
The whole seed.
Whole seed.
Not the whole seed. The whole seed. Unlike sunflower seeds that you split them and
you shell them.
Yeah.
Right? You have to de-shell them.
Yeah. The pumpkin seed, you eat the whole thing.
I have lots of P1s who love,
you're right. Yeah.
Love pumpkin seeds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I did know one person who I asked them if they like sunflower seeds, and they said, yeah, I like them, but it just really tears up my mouth. And I said, what do you mean? They go, it's just too so crunchy. And
so they've been eating the whole thing?
They were eating the whole thing.
Man.
They didn't know you were supposed to de-shell them. But I think they're too much work.
Yeah.
Are you guys who will throw in a mouthful of sunflower seeds and work through them for an hour?
You betcha.
Yeah. No, I'd rather buy the kernels in the store.
Yeah.
I think people like working the sunflower seeds, though, just to suck on the salt, the salty taste.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they actually like the process. I don't know. Maybe they do.
Good on a car trip.
Yeah.
It's just so 1800s looking. Chewing on something like that, you have all them shells and you're spitting them in a coffee can.
Yeah, but you get to spit.
It's just gross. We have high-tech machines that de-shell those. Just eat the little bitty tiny ones.
Not as much fun.
Although every time I've tried to have a handful of those, I end up with sunflower kernels like all down my shirt. I look like such a slob. And then this from the Salsa Czar, Danny, who's a frequent tweeter of the program. He said, Gordon, who is Jerry smooching? That wasn't Gene. There was some other woman in the booth.
I think that's Steven's wife.
Spotted smooching. Do you guys do that in your family, George? Do y'all just kiss each other no matter who you,
who's who? No.
They are from Arkansas. Yeah.
I mean, there's just lots of kissing in that Jones family. They're all over each other. It's a little strange. All right, let's go to the phones. We got a full bank of calls. We'll start off with Mark in Fort Worth. You're up first on Monday Morning Quarterbacking with the Musers.
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick comment and then a question for y'all. The comment is on the Randy Gregory unnecessary roughness call. Since the player he grabbed was not a ball carrier, I think the penalty he actually did commit was defensive holding.
Okay.
But that's I guess that's only called
when you're trying to... I think that has to be called at the line of scrimmage, though, doesn't it? For a defensive lineman like that?
Well, I didn't do in-depth research on it. So right. I can't... then the question is, so who do y'all think was the hottest of the Charlie's Angels?
Oh, you threw us a curveball. Damn you.
I don't think you're supposed to rank women like that, sir.
I can't figure out how to get rid of him.
We all like Kate Jackson and Farrah.
Kate Jackson?
Hello,
I'm sorry. I meant Jacqueline Smith.
She was like the worst one.
I meant Jacqueline Smith. I'm just thrown off by his curveball.
She was. Kate Jackson was, you know it, Giorgio. Back in the old days, we would say that Kate Jackson was the least good looking. In the new days, we say that they're all the best looking.
Did you guys...
And no, we don't even comment on their looks. We just say they were all Charlie's Angels.
Did you guys not have your knees buckle at that curveball?
What?
No. Oh, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
What does he usually ask us about Charlie's Angels? All right, let's go to Rhett in Fort Worth. You're on the ticket.
Hey, guys, got a poem for you. Like to hear it? Here it goes. Up tops are round, my wife's toes are sweet, but that's not why I called. I want to know who's the Giorgio Hot Fry Player of the Week.
It happened.
I seriously can't believe it. It doesn't even make sense to me that we're going to award this.
It's just how can this happen?
I'm overwhelmed.
But I told my parents once that if I ever had an award named after me, the first thing I would say is that.
Yeah, you can't participate in this, unfortunately. Wow. We're going to name another Hot Fried Georgie player of the game. And how many candidates do we have from yesterday? My goodness.
Oh, man.
It could be Zeke Elliott, who made maybe the play of the game, setting up the game-winning touchdown. Or how about the guy who caught the game-winning touchdown pass, Amari Cooper? What a big game he had.
Yeah, that's going
to
be it.
That bobbling catch as well on that last drive to keep the drive alive. Defensively, oh, hey, how about Cedric Wilson on offense?
Yeah.
He threw that incredible pass on the trick play, caught the 73-yard touchdown pass.
It's him.
And defensively... Micah Parsons may have played his best game as a Cowboy.
Yeah, it's that guy. That's who it is.
We had so many guys on defense. Randy Gregory again, but...
Yep, it's him. It's Randy Gregory.
But ladies and gentlemen...
Pregnant pause.
This week's Hot Fried Georgia Player of the Game is none of the aforementioned Dallas Cowboys.
None of the list he just ran through.
It is none other than that famous Dallas Cowboys... backup quarterback turned starting quarterback, Mr. Cooper Rush.
Whoa. Serious?
Pressed into duty because of the injured Dakota Prescott, Cooper Rush goes 24 of 40 for 325 yards, two touchdowns, one pick, a quarterback rating of 92, and the game-winning drive and the game-winning pass to Amari Cooper. Congratulations, Cooper Rush.
Oh, this is so huge.
Cooper Rush.
By the way, trivia note, that's his first win.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, George, you going to take him the award?
I've only done that like once, I think.
I know. You're way behind.
I've got a lot of hot fries to deliver.
It's such a horrible delivery schedule. You need to farm that out to Amazon Prime or something.
You know, it's tough to get things delivered these days.
You know what it would mean to him to have you present them in person?
Okay. Maybe I'll drop by and deliver them this week.
He won't.
Yeah, no.
I just might.
That's a no.
No, you won't.
You never know.
A tweet here from another P1, Janitor Soroy Industries, retired sports bot, tweets, I remember 6 years ago, clear as today, one Monday morning in the fall, hearing Gordon Keith say that he watched Central Michigan football on Saturday and that their quarterback, Cooper Rush, had something very special.
Interesting.
Craig and George laughed. Who's laughing now?
We talked about that game because we remember that
For
game.
For reaction, let's go to Matt and Crum. You're on the ticket.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, hey. Matt.
I was going to ask who the hot fried Georgie player of the week was, but I guess it's already gone.
Yeah, it's already gone.
Well, thanks for holding on, though, while we talked about it.
How the Bobcats looking this year?
Oh, they're all right. They're all right.
This guy has zero urgency in life. This is a guy who died inside about 4 years ago.
Hang in there, Matt.
Matt, Daniel in Fort Worth, you're on the ticket. At least I'm trying to go to Daniel. What's happening?
Yeah.
Hey, Daniel.
It's me, the ghost of Jairalee Wong. Oh, just a couple quick observations. I thought, you know, Randy Gregory was always telling us, just giving me a lot of ass. But it was great to see Zeke use the technique of ultra modern to get that last touchdown to push
some Jairalee speak. Why is Mike Ducey on TV with a kitten on his shoulder?
He's lost it.
I'm insane. Yeah. This is Mike Ducey issuing demands right now.
Or he's completely given
take out the cat.
Already impartial.
What is he
now
doing? He's talking to Tim Ryan, the guy he's always oddly defending. And finally, let's go to Cole in Dallas. You're on the ticket.
Morning, Musers. How about
morning
them Cowboys?
Morning.
Yeah, how about them Cowboys?
Good morning.
Question for you. Do we think we've seen enough out of that famous backup quarterback, Cooper Rush, to definitively know if he was better than Cooper Manning?
The battle of the Coopers. Well, does any tape exist of Cooper Manning?
Yeah.
Can we prove whether or not he was so great?
He was a receiver.
Yeah, I do remember seeing him in high school catching a pass or two, and he was pretty good.
Was it amazing? Was it acrobatic?
It was pretty amazing. No, it wasn't.
See, it's just the story. Everyone loves the story of the near miss. What was he injured with, by the way? Do we even know that?
It was some sort of spinal column thing.
Spinal stenosis.
Yeah.
No. Gordon.
My way to go.
My deep prayers and my thoughts.
But, he's funny, too, by the way. Have you ever seen
Why doesn't he join him on the broadcast?
He's done some stuff for ESPN. I don't know. He should.
His commercial's funny.
Yeah.
Are there only three of those kids?
Yeah.
Her womb was tired after that. After she passed that huge head of Peyton Manning.
Cooper works for Fox.
Oh. Is it Fox now? Okay.
Okay. Is that it, Cole?
Yeah, I think that's it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
He thinks that's it.
We sure do appreciate
He's not
it.
Sure.
We
sure appreciate you, pal. He thinks that's it.
And there you go. Monday morning quarterback.